We'll sit over here. How's that sound? All righty. So one of my favorite verses in the gospel lesson I just read is Jesus said that sometimes God's truth is hidden from wise and educated people, but it's often revealed to children. And I love that, that God says he has spoken his word and children often receive it quite nicely. So what I have here with me, what is this? It's a children's Bible. It even says on the Bible on the top, the beginner's Bible. And so what's in it?
There's pictures in the Bible.
There's pictures in the children's Bible. And how many words are on a page? Not very many. It's a few words. And they're kind of simple, right? Baby Jesus. I just opened to this page. Baby Jesus is born. Mary loved Joseph. Mary and Joseph were going to be married soon. Joseph lived in Nazareth, Right? So you know this narrative of going to the inn and not finding a place, and there's the manger, and it's a very simple piece. So that's a children's Bible. So this is something, right, moms and dads, this is something we would read with little kids. Now, you're too old for this Bible, aren't you? I think so. So here's another Bible. What's this one say on the front?
Student Bible.
The student Bible. So there's not very many pictures. It is the whole Bible, but there are these little articles all throughout it. So you can flip through here and see those little blue paragraphs that say something, so that we have our Bible, but we also have notes about this Bible. And this is really sort of designed for high schoolers, and has all other kinds of charts and stuff like this. So this is designed to follow this. This is for little kids, and then I have this student Bible. That might be a Bible for you. What's this one?
It's the self-study Bible.
Yes, for y'all, that's right. For us old people, is that what you're trying to say? You didn't say, that's right, I put those words in your mouth. That's my bad, but I don't know, I was feeling that vibe somehow. But anyway, so yeah, it says Concordia Self-Study Bible. There's hardly any pictures, but notice there's the Bible text, and these are all notes, many, many notes, right? And some of them are kind of complicated and very involved. So this is designed for adult readers, right? This, maybe this isn't your study Bible yet, but what are all these Bibles for? I couldn't have said it better. She said for everybody to learn about God, whether we're a kid or a student or an adult. The Bible wants us to love our Lord, but I think one of the most important ways to learn to love him is to learn about him and to know his word that he has spoken, and he's revealed to us many things, but mainly what he's done in Jesus and his love, his grace, and his forgiveness, right? So at every age, there's a Bible for us. And Jesus does say, and it doesn't say that he's hidden it from all of the learned people. Some learned people can come to faith, of course. But children and students and adults, there's always a way to be in God's word and to know him and learn him and love him better, right? All right, thanks for coming up this morning.